Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Big story in the Courier Mail today. Let me read it for you. Qantas could return to its Queensland roots, cementing the status Australia's aviation powerhouse following revelations the airline is planning to auction its headquarters and 6,000 jobs to the highest bidder in one of the most significant aviation deals in history. Now, the Qantas Group's plan to consolidate the national property portfolio by merging its Sydney Qantas and Melbourne Jetstar headquarters to a single location, part of a move to cut overhead costs in response to COVID-19. And the plan's expected to create a multi-million dollar bidding war between Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria to house the national carrier. Now, to give us a better understanding of what's going on and what might ultimately transpire, I put a call through to Geoffrey Thomas, the editor, airlineratings.com. G'day, Geoffrey.
Greetings, John. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Geoffrey. I suppose you had a bit of inside news that this might arise.
Well, it's certainly been cooking in the background, yes. As we all know, the whole world has been turned upside down, twisted and thrown around, and particularly the aviation and tourism industries. So everything is on the table right now, and things that you would never have dreamt of happening are happening. When you sadly make large numbers of people redundant, it frees up an enormous amount of space. Qantas is obviously looking at and saying, we need to consolidate, and perhaps we should relocate.
Having Qantas and Jetstar together, I mean, that's not a big deal, is it?
No, look, it makes a lot of sense to have the two headquarters in the same location, absolutely. And I would think of all the scenarios, probably scenario one is that Jetstar will relocate to Sydney.
Yeah.
But then, it's then on the table. There's some issues with Sydney. Sydney is our biggest airport. It's runway constrained. It's also got a curfew, and that runway constraint is by the hour as well. There's a cap on the hourly movements. And notwithstanding the COVID-19 disaster for the industry, the long-term trend is air travel continues to grow. Now, I know we've got a new airport at Western Sydney, but at the same time, a lot of people say, it should have been three or four runways or two or three runways to start off with, not just one. And so there's issues there, and it'll probably have a curfew as well. Whereas Brisbane has a brand new runway, has two parallel runways now, and it does not have a curfew. So Qantas could look to say, there's two issues. Our headquarters being relocated somewhere else, maybe Brisbane, and also maybe our network. We need to look at our network and route more flights through Brisbane as a hub, because it's got this two runway system, no curfew, gives us more flexibility. So there's some very interesting dynamics in all of this, and people who think Qantas will stay in Sydney because they've been there for an awful long time, possibly overlooked the fact that the company was actually Queensland and Northern Territory Aerial Services.
Yes, with an office in Longreach.
Exactly. You sort of say to people, you know what Qantas stands for? No. Well, it stands for this. And you're like, what? It's the most quaint airline name, really. So why not? And this has happened overseas. Airlines like American Airlines in the United States, they were originally based in New York, and they moved uprooted and moved to Dallas, Texas.
Mm.
So it's not unusual for airlines to relocate to meet a new growth, new demands, better deals. This is happening a lot.
Now, the other point is Cameron Dick, of course, did headstands actually to get Virgin. I think it was a couple of $100 million.
Yep.
He's now revealing the government in Queensland would investigate providing incentives again and support for Qantas. It's becoming quite expensive attracting airlines to our state, but obviously in pursuit of creating job opportunities in our state.
Look, indeed, and, there's some very prime real estate out there at Brisbane Airport. And as I mentioned, with the runway situation, the curfew situation, Brisbane Airport, the Queensland government might put together a deal that says, wow, we'll build you a fit-for-purpose, perfect headquarters for Jetstar and for Qantas right here at Brisbane Airport, and you can come back to where you started. You know, I mean, there's some interesting inducements that can be offered, it's an interesting situation, very interesting situation.
Now, let's go to this Virgin crisis. Now, we've touched on that airline. It reads on the same page in the Courier Mail, Virgin Australia will likely make up to 150 corporate and head office workers redundant after Victoria's COVID-19 restrictions and ongoing border closures severely impacted the airline's recovery plans. My God, they're striking strong headwinds already, aren't they?
Well, they were. I mean, after they had done the deal and signed the agreement to buy Virgin, Bain Capital, you know, that when that deal was actually struck, we hadn't had the catastrophe of the Victorian COVID-19 breakout hit us. Qantas had, for instance, had expected to have 40% of its network operating by the end of July.
Yeah.
It's now struggling to get about 15 or 16% of it working.
Yeah.
So it really has hit both Qantas and Virgin Australia. So, yes, I mean, that 150, sadly, it's not a good start. It's not a good look. But it simply reflects the fact that right now they're not doing anywhere near the flying they expected to be doing. But at the same time, taking a longer view of this, I think Virgin's got a fantastic future. I think they've got a great future in Queensland. I think they're going to do all sorts of really neat things. And I would suggest in next year they'll be placing orders for Boeing 787s with Boeing, because Boeing is desperate to sell aeroplanes right now to relaunch their international services to the United States and to Asia. So, you know, I'm really upbeat about the future of Virgin and its role in Queensland.
You know, a positive comment on aviation generally is a very rare commodity, Geoffrey. So thank you. This is little tiny bright light in a very gloomy picture.
Well, I have a graph in my office here which shows all the hiccups we've been through, like SARS and Gulf Wars and the currency crises and all sorts of other things, and the financial crisis where everybody thought the world was going to fall apart. Mm. And, you know, one of the dynamics of this is, yes, the aviation industry takes a hit, which is the biggest hit it's ever taken, absolutely, but people's desire to travel, and giving you an example of that, Air New Zealand, they reduced the lockdown they had because of the Auckland bubble breakout a month ago. It was reduced a couple of days ago, and they put 180,000 tickets on the market at $50 for domestic flights, and they were snapped up in 6 hours.
Wow.
So that tells you how much people desperately want to travel. Give them a bargain, bingo, we'll fly, you bet. So When we get Victoria under control and New South Wales our borders come down, I think you're going to see crazy sales like you've never seen before, and you're going to see everybody jumping on aeroplanes flying.
Just one more comment, if you don't mind. We don't hear about the New Zealand bubble so much anymore. Is it still a possibility? And indeed, loosely, can you comment on the possibility of middle of next year, the resumption of international flights generally?
I think the bubble will definitely happen. I think that's the first thing that is going to happen. You know, obviously, everything's got thrown haywire by Victoria, and we all understand the dynamic of that. As soon as that's under control, we're getting very close to that, that'll be back on the agenda, and we'll have an Australian-New Zealand bubble. That's number one. And then we'll look to other bubbles like Taiwan, Vietnam, Japan, other countries that are, you know, have the same sort of philosophies on this issue as we do, and Singapore possibly. And the resumption of international travel, I think it'll be before that July date that Qantas is talking about. And one of the really exciting things that I've seen in the last couple of days is new testing for COVID-19 that gives you a result within 2 minutes.
Mm.
So whether you've got it or you haven't, and that eliminates the quarantine issue.
Mm.
So once we have that, That'll be a massive breakthrough, even ahead of the vaccine, whether you've got COVID-19 or not. That'll be big.
This has been fascinating today, Geoffrey, as usual. Thank you.
Oh, pleasure, John. Anytime.
Geoffrey Thomas there. He's the editor of airlineratings.com.